listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right. So, it's all forgotten.
It's episode 9. We've got two games to talk about this time. The first one was our away trip to Mönchengladbach, and then at home against the beleaguered Cologne. What should we start off with then, Jan?
I don't care.
He doesn't care.
Why don't we talk about the Hamburg game and the Cologne game?
But you just want to gloat about the misfortune of Hamburg. But
stupid Schalke lost to Hamburg.
How did they manage to do that? Nobody does that.
I think before that game, Hamburg had a total of 5 goals in the Rückrunde.
5.
And they scored 3 against number 2.
No, yes, number 2 in the table.
That's a real number 2. Okay, Simon, match day 29, why don't you get us settled in?
Mönchengladbach. What happened there? Didn't go to plan. But hey, we're kind of used to that as Hertha fans.
Sometimes you lose, sometimes the others win.
Yes. On a positive note, what can we say as a positive note?
I wasn't that mad. I said, okay, we lost it. The thing is, when Thorgan Hazard came on, do you say Hazard over there?
Hazard, yeah, is it Hazard?
What do you call his brother? He's with
Hazard.
Hazard. Thorgan Hazard.
Hmm.
When he came on, I was like, okay, we're going to lose this.
Yeah. I mean, that was decisive. It all changed at that point, didn't it?
It was either him. It took some time. I looked at the XPG and everything.
Mm.
It took some time because he came in the second half. So it was 46th minute. And then I think the first goal he scored was in the 60-something.
75th, actually.
Yeah. We're getting ahead of ourselves.
But the flavour of the game.
The disallowed goal was in the 75th.
Sorry?
The disallowed goal was in the 75th.
Oh, the disallowed one was before that.
Why don't we get the scoring and the stuff done first, and then we get into detail.
Well, the nice bit when we actually scored was that was quite nice, the way that actually sort of worked out. In that there was that was in the 40th minute, I believe, and there was some nice skill involved in that. In that there was a pass coming in from Derrida, I think it was over on the right side. It was Derrida that put the pass in, and it dropped down onto Selke, who was running in towards the goal.
Before that, it was Stark.
To Derrida.
Stark put the ball to Derrida.
And then Derrida over
so
the top.
It wasn't a chain of mistakes. It was a chain of good passes.
Yeah. But Selke did very well bringing that ball down, because it sort of hit him at the sort of, you know, sort of top right hand side of his chest, as I'm picturing it. Yeah. And he brought it down to his feet. But one of the defenders, I can't remember which
Best
one.
Vestergaard.
Yeah. Put a boot in and just
Denmark.
Caught the ball to take it away from Selke. But unfortunately for him, it actually went straight to Kalou, who was then able to just smack it in, really, basically.
Nonchalantly.
Indeed.
Or nonchalantly?
Casually taps it in with his boot.
Yeah, he has the naturalness when he scores a goal. Just like...
Oh, just another one. But it was quite nice. The build-up to it and the... It was quite neat the way Selke brought the ball, because he was on the run, and to bring it down on his chest like that, it almost got to his boot.
Yeah,
okay, it was pinched by the defender, but
I didn't see the defender touching the ball until the second instant replay.
Yeah. It looked like he had just nudged it across.
I think it might have been offside, but
hey,
well. That went well, and then we had a couple of other chances.
Yeah.
Kalou, Selke himself. Everybody had a chance.
Yes.
You got a chance.
It was very sort of Hertha-esque in that we had all these wonderful chances and none of them... And then, of course, when you don't take those chances, you know, fate comes along and bites you in the bottom.
Really?
In the form of Hazard coming on and oh dear.
Yeah, but for me it was different than the other games because we had chances. Before we didn't even produce chances.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why I figured it was an improvement. And looking back at the past few seasons in Gladbach, I think we got murdered once by 0-5 and then it was a 4-1. So it's a big...
Our track record against Mönchengladbach is pretty diabolical, actually.
They used to have Favre.
Because out of the last 9 games, I think I'm right in saying that we have lost 8 of them. So that's not doing quite so well, is it? So it's a bit of a bogey team for us.
Bogey.
A bogey team.
It's not a bogey hex from Harry Potter.
I don't think there's original. I don't think there's a German term for that, is there? Bogey team?
Bogey.
A team
is
that
it,
you
is it coming
like.
From golf?
I have no idea where it comes from. But I did hear somewhere that
there's not
a German equivalent.
What we have, we have an Angstgegner, which is the opponent who is feared.
Yeah.
Everybody has their own Angstgegner.
Right.
Ours would be Gladbach.
So it would seem.
Hamburgs is everybody else.
the rest of the Bundesliga. Oh, dear.
Okay, then they had the disallowed goal.
Yeah.
Which I didn't see to be offside, if I'm honest. Oh, we had Miss Steinhaus again.
Yes.
I like her.
Yes. She's a good ref.
She'd have more female refs.
There was the second goal.
Which one?
Was a penalty.
Oh, that was shitty. It was a penalty.
It was a penalty, definitely. But that went to the video assistant ref, didn't it?
Yes.
Because Bibiana went up to the screen and had a second look at it, and quite rightly, Lustig had chopped him. So initially she didn't notice, but and then she went to the screen and saw it again, and quite rightly, penalty given, no complaints there. But that was a case of the video ref being used correctly, as it should be. Like I said, eighth defeat in 9 games.
Oh, you missed the second. There was another goal.
The goal before the penalty.
We lost, so it's we only had one goal.
We scored once.
But then you're talking about a penalty.
The penalty was the second goal.
Ah, okay, the first one.
So the first one. Well, that was Mr. Hazard again, wasn't it? I can't remember much about that one, to be honest. Other than the fact it was Hazard that knocked it in. I do remember the penalty one.
I'm looking at the ticker right now to check when was that.
I do know it was in the 75th minute.
75th?
So we conceded the 2 goals in quick succession.
Oh, Drimmich put in the cross.
I think it was over from the left-hand side, wasn't it?
Hazard just scores on a volley. And where did the ball go through?
Mr. Jahrstein's legs.
Yes.
We have speculated that he ought to be wearing a sporran whilst playing goal, so balls can't come through between his legs. But
there were only 3 yellow cards in the game. She must have been in control.
Yes.
There was one by...
Well, I wouldn't want to argue with her.
She's a policewoman.
I know. Yes.
Ooh,
there was me thinking that was a recording, a little thing on her back, but it's actually a concealed weapon.
In the last stand when they had a corner kick and Jahrstein went all the way.
Oh, yes.
The
ball. Oh, yes, yes.
And
yes.
He shot the ball. He missed, but he shot the ball.
Yeah, get on him.
Would have been so nice.
Oh, that would have been dead cool, wouldn't it? But
I feel a bit sorry for him because he keeps... This season he got some... He got more goals against him. The funny thing is, Brooks is gone, who was a... sometimes haphazard.
Who?
Yeah. He had an Instagram story yesterday. And it said Autostadt, which is Wolfsburg.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a coffee cup. And water. And that was his whole Instagram story. So, oh, he must be having a ball in Wolfsburg. Yeah, but we had so many chances. Ibišević had a chance.
Were chances all over the place. And
Esswein stole a chance from Ibišević. He was really upset with him. He yelled at him. Because he was about to kick it. And then Esswein, AE7, ran into the ball and then... he took the ball away from him. He was really pissed. He gave him the look. Yeah, we lost one, but everybody was mad. I wasn't. I was a serene little Buddha. Okay, anything else?
Not for that one, I don't think.
Yeah, that's good.
I think we better...
We have to keep the losses short and the...
Yeah, and talk about the nice stuff. It's
for some time.
Far more important.
10 minutes, so we now have to talk about the other one for half an hour at least.
What?
Okay, match day 30. I was upset because there was a tweet, and it was also the English account by Hertha, saying that on the day before, on Friday night... You don't have to wear a long shirt tomorrow. It's going to be sunny. And it wasn't sunny.
I wasn't wearing a long shirt.
You never wear long shirts.
It was short, most of the time. Shorts and a Hertha shirt. That's enough.
Yeah, the wife beaters. Yeah, it was raining. I was upset with the rain. Oh, we had visitors. We met somewhere else this time.
Oh, yes.
We have to... Okay, how do we say this shortly? We have a fan club. And this fan club was founded on an away game, away trip, by four guys. And they went drinking after the game with people from Cologne.
Surely not. I can't imagine it.
Yes, they did. And then at some point they were, I think they had a couple of drinks. And then at some point the other guy said, hey, the other guys had are in their 17th year of being a fan club now. And the other guys are... So they said, hey, you're such cool guys, why don't you have a fan club? And then right there and then they wrote down the name of the new fan club and they all signed it pretty drunk. And then...
On the back of a beer mat.
Yes, and now it's become... Axel Kruljung now has the 47th member.
Oh, wow.
We're doing all right.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Good O2.
So, we went to the beer garden with these guys... And then you ran into some guys from...
Manchester. Mm.
I can't...
Randomly, a table sitting behind us, my wife noticed that they had a Hertha carrier bag. They'd also been to the fan shop, even.
That's where a more appropriate name.
Perhaps you ought to call it that, I don't know. But they must have bought a scarf or something, I don't know. But... sort of leant over that a little bit and realised they were speaking English, so I went over and sort of spoke to them for a while.
What did they say?
Don't know. They were sort of curious as to who we were because I was sitting there on the end of the table, sort of looking lost. And it was these Cologne fans and Jan sitting there.
And Pushy.
Yeah, they just sort of wondered who we were. Are we all sort of Hertha fans? Because I had the Hertha shirt on, which was a bit of a giveaway, I suppose. But
you always have.
They're pretty well.
I think they're going to bury you in a Hertha
shirt. probably. Hopefully not too soon. But anyway, they came over for to watch the game. I think it was the first game they'd seen in Germany, but it was the first. I think they'd followed an English team over. Which one?
Arsenal played in Cologne.
Well, if they're from Manchester, I doubt they're coming to watch Arsenal. But hey, I don't know.
Man City?
Anyway.
Anywho.
No matter.
But who follows Man City?
Nobody. You know, these fly-by-night teams. They came over. That was their first Hertha game. And they just came over to so experience the atmosphere and what have you. And if you're listening, hello. So that was... What's the matter, Jan?
So, hey, you guys from Manchester.
Well, I didn't get any names because I'm just like that.
Because usually I only have drunk British people who are on the stag night.
Well, this was before the game. After the game, perhaps they were... They were gone. I don't know, but
copious amounts of beer.
And why not?
Then we went to the game, and the sun came out at some point. A first plus.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't too bad. It was a little bit drizzly, wasn't it? But yeah, it wasn't too bad.
One thing I have to say for the Cologne fans, they were very active and loud.
Hmm.
I don't remember any. No, I don't remember any away fans being that loud.
Yeah, they were up for it, weren't they? They were singing and chanting.
It was so funny because before the game, I was talking to the Cologne guys if they were gonna do pyro. I said no, and then in the first minute, game started. Yes. And bam!
Here came the pyro. It's gonna be one of those games, is it? And off they went.
People were making jokes about they had the red and they had some blue that they bought the wrong ones. But I talked to the guys. They have a fan friendship with the non-racist part of, because I think there's two different fan stands in Paris, en Paris, and there's, I think, the guy, Daniel from the Rote Böcke, hello Rote Böcke, told us that there's two different fan stands in Paris,
right,
at PSG. One is more the racist one, and the other is more of a leftist one. And they're friends with the leftist one. That's why there was a blue light.
Oh, right.
Or a blue
flare. I didn't notice,
or what
I didn't notice to be honest, that was a blue one there. But it's me not paying attention.
Because you were tweeting, tweening.
Oh, I had to take a photograph of things. So, put it on the blog.
You never sing before the game. I really have to... That can't continue.
Usually... Well, actually, I did, because they were... I quite often before the game starts, I'll do a little bit. I don't do it every time, but a lot of times I'll do a video clip of the Oskurva doing their thing.
You don't do it 99.99% of the time.
I do it a lot of the time, let's be honest about it. I do film a bit of that. And then when they were doing the sha la 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 bit, I was singing along to that. So you can hear me mumbling on in the background when in my video clip.
Oh, sorry, I'm just tired.
It's a hard life.
The thing is, I jinxed the game because after the second minute, I told everybody around me, this is going to be our game. We're going to win this. Because I think one of the first plays...
But.
Okay, maybe is there anything... we had two strikers. We were playing the 4-4-2, which is usually not what we do. And we had Zelke and Ibišević on the pitch.
Yes.
And Kalou. And our former friend, Mitchell Weiser.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
We'll get into that later.
What can we say?
Okay, Hertha came out running.
They did.
They hit the ground running, and then there could have been some goals. There was one chance, I think.
Really early.
Zelke had a second, third minute. Zelke had the ball on the right wing, and he beautifully played it in. And I think, I'm not sure if it was Ibišević and Kalou who couldn't coordinate who was going to kick it, but I think the keeper
I think Selke kicked it downwards.
In the middle.
And towards the middle. And it came to Kalou in the end. But he had a decent crack at it in the end.
Yeah, and the keeper had to scrap it off the line. Yeah,
fingertip save, really, from the keeper. So that was a... pretty good chance in the opening seconds almost of the game.
Yeah, but then we always have... I think we have to talk about corners. It's just... such a shame. Every corner is picked off by usually the first opposing player. Yeah. We used to be better with that. When we had this one guy nobody can remember and Stark score on headers. I remember one game where what's his name? Sheba got the ball, and instead of heading it in, he just did a parallel pass. He headed it over to the other guy, so everybody was going that way, trying to defend the goal, and he just put it to the guy who was totally free.
Yeah,
it's been some time. I think when he first came with us, not with us. Jeez. Yeah. Corners, and then we were in control. But then...
Seemingly.
But then Grete happened. Yeah, I always call him Grete because there used to be a German actress who was called Grete Weiser.
Huh.
I sent you the picture of her. There's a memorial plaque somewhere around where your house is.
Oh.
Your apartment.
Okay.
It's near... Whatever. we'll put this in the show notes.
This is digressing too much even for us.
We put it in the show notes if I only had a pen.
One pen.
Thank you, sir.
Done.
Okay, why don't you give us the gruesome story?
Yeah, well, it wasn't pretty, and Mr. Visor did not cover himself in glory in this particular episode. There was a heading sort of duel in between Stark and one of the Cologne players, and Stark got the ball, brought it down. Unfortunately, Mr. Visor was playing Bittencourt onside, who then got comprehensively beaten, really. He was just too slow. Bittencourt just took off and got out in front of him.
He was stumbling around like a newborn
cow. I don't know what
cow.
He thought he was doing. He was just not... He just didn't go for it. And when he did finally sort of catch up with him, it all just turned into a complete pig's ear, really, because he was in completely the wrong place. He was too slow. Then he got in there and... He came quite close to crashing into Jahrstein, who was coming out to try to close the ball down. And then Bittencourt knocked it in. The whole thing was just a complete pig's ear, really.
I would like to call him mediocre Mitch, but I think he's not even qualifying for that. He's more like an abysmal Mitch right now.
Yeah, he's not having a good time of it of late.
He only won 38% of his duels, which is really bad for a defender.
For a defender.
And he had a pretty high passing percentage, but he only did the very simple passes that don't help anybody.
Well, yeah, passes that I could manage to do, and I'm really...
That's not going to help himself. Yeah. So we were down. And
completely against the flow of play, really.
It's such a familiar feeling. Playing well at home and then being down. That's just...
Well, for a little spell after that goal, I think it sort of shook people's, the players' confidence.
Even the fans were quiet for a few minutes.
Yeah, because it was against the flow, and it was such a complete pig's ear that it sort of put everybody off. You know, the players, fans, the whole shebang, because it was just sort of came out of the blue, really.
And then Hertha took some time to recover.
Yeah, they did.
They're doing what Dardai said in the press conference after the game.
Well, after the game, I mean, I saw a quote from the Hertha English Twitter account,
which is basically the translation,
what was said in the press conference. Yes. Yeah, and he said we waited a long time to score a game, and we had two or three chances to get an early goal, but we went behind because of a lapse at the back. And
as I said before when we were talking about it, I think in German he said a defensive mistake.
Defensive mistake.
Which is the same.
Which is the same sort of thing, really.
But the way you're saying it, it sounds like this one back, he who shall not be named made a mistake.
And my thought on reading that was, yeah, well, it was all right because the lapse at the back went off at half time. So...
He just really annoys me. He makes he aggravates me watching him. What I said about the jogging.
Jogging along and listening to sort of relaxing music.
Especially
whilst doing so.
Against Cologne, he used to be so good because he was with Cologne. Oh, and the guys from Cologne hate him because he came up in Cologne. His grandfather was the person in charge of the stadium bands. Which is a job I'm going to apply for, which sounds so crazy. In German, it's a long word. It's called Stadionverbotsbeauftragter. So he was... And they know him. They knew the grandfather because they had to talk to him a lot because often active fans get banned. No. One thing I also learned from them is...
One interesting little thing I thought... Sorry, I'm just going to cut across that completely. Well, in the few little things that I did say to these Cologne fans that we met before the game is that they were talking because they'd gone over to watch Cologne play in London. So they went to the Arsenal game. And, of course, there was a lot of there wasn't really sort of trouble as such, but the English press got really carried away talking about, oh, these German fans coming over here and supporting their team and things. So when this guy said he'd went over to watch the Arsenal game, I just said, ah, it was you! which, well, the, The other Cologne fans, I thought that was quite funny at the time anyway. So anyway, that's cut across completely what was being said there. And I've forgotten totally what we were talking about. Sorry about that, yeah. I just remember that little
bit. There was a game against Cologne. Let's start over.
Simpler that way.
Weiser. We were talking about Weiser.
You were talking about his grandfather. In fact, he was in charge of stadium bands. His grandfather was in charge of
stadium bands. His father was a coach, and I think before he was a player. And he came up... So Weiser came up through the youth academy and the under teams. And when it was time for him to either leave or not leave, that's why they all hate him. He said, "I'm going to stay, but only if you give a 4-year contract to my dad as a coach."
Really?
Yes. Oh, and then he went to Bayern Munich for quite a lot of money, and we snagged him for free after that. And his father now works at Leverkusen.
I think we probably paid too much, actually.
His father, his father went to Leverkusen. And now the rumour is that he's going to Leverkusen.
Yes.
Yeah, you can have him any day.
Yep.
I'll even drive him there. Just
we'll give you a lift. It's all right.
Just be gone. Yeah, he used to be very good against Cologne because it was his old buddies and they were trying extra hard to... I remember one instance, I think last season or the season before, where he stopped the ball at the goal line and kicked it out. And afterwards he was running back, he was laughing and... talking trash to his former friend, who's now in Wolfsburg. Poor guy.
Somebody has to live there, I suppose.
No, nobody has to live there. Can you turn that down? Oh, the messages and the vibrations and... Oh, gosh. Anywho. Things... Oh, okay, as you said, the problem was subbed off.
The problem was removed at halftime.
A little...
And Lecky came on.
The Duracell bunny from Australia.
Yeah. And who did okay, didn't he, I thought? Yeah, he did okay.
He didn't... I think what he did was... he was playing on the right, and Lazaro had to go back to be the right back, but then with... Because before, Lazaro was by himself because Weiser wasn't doing anything. And now with Lecky, he had more... And both goals came from the right-hand side. You know?
Well, they have the scope. If with two people playing there, you've got scope of actually sort of doing something. If you can't just rely on one person lagging it down the side. It was an interesting thought, actually, on the U-Bahn. I think it was going towards the stadium, even. There was a thing that popped up on the TVs that they have in the trains there, and there was a quote from Davy Selke that said, "Oh, it was something along the lines of, you know, because he'd had quite a long time since he had scored a goal. He'd had a bit of a goal drought. I think it was
500 something.
Ultimately, it was about 350 minutes or something of playing time." Without scoring a goal, and he said that this time against Cologne, I'm going to come up.
Oh,
with
he
the goods.
Said that. I thought he you said that people said he should score.
No. He had actually said that, and he was true to his word, as it turns out.
Before,
in the what 49th minute?
Hang on.
It was the 49th minute.
Then why did you say like a question?
No, it was. There was a poor clearance from the Cologne defence, and it ended up going to Marvin, I think, Marvin Plattenhardt.
49th minute.
49th minute, indeed. Who put a...
Oh, there was no assist, I just saw. I gave the assist to Plattenhardt, which...
I would have done.
Yeah, but it was touched by somebody else.
Oh.
So Plattenhardt... Okay, the ball was on the right, and Lazaro and Lecky were doing their thing. So the entire team dynamic of Cologne shifted towards the right hand side to make everything tight, and then just played the ball over to the left side. I think it went through Rick, and then over to Plattenhardt. Mm. And Plattenhardt, which is totally unlike him, just ran with it and put a cross in. And the cross was somehow headed by somebody with a really bad angle, so it just came all the way up, and it was out 7-8 meters out, I think.
Mm.
And Selke had all the time in the world. He stopped it with his chest.
Yeah, he brought it down.
Yeah. But I looked at the XG chart. It was wasn't a high percentage shot, but it was so hard that it was really close to the keeper, but he just couldn't react. Yeah,
it's coming in fast enough. You can't react quickly enough, or he didn't anyway. So and bang, like that was the end of Selke's goal drought.
I like this little explosion on the. I think I've never this entire season. I have never screamed as long and as loudly as that one.
I think I've screamed louder and longer for the second one.
The second one, I wasn't sure. I thought it was going to be disallowed, so I waited.
Oh.
Stupid VAR.
I always miss it. If you get offsides on things, you can guarantee you that. I'll be so excited that the ball's gone in the net that I will miss it.
Because I looked at the referee. The referee, he touched his ear, so he was checking if it was okay. And then he kept running. The guy behind him wasn't celebrating, so... I checked. He only held his ear for a little while. Yeah. So the second goal was the same thing. The ball was on the right, and I think Kalou had shifted over, or was he gone by that time? I don't even know. Kalou.
I know it came.
Kalou was still on there.
Yeah, the pass came over from Plattenhardt again.
Yeah, but the ball was on the right-hand side and it came over from the right-hand side to the left side where there was room and...
swapping sides.
I'm not even sure if Plattenhardt wanted to pass the ball or shoot at the goal. Nobody knows.
Nah,
but who cares?
Who cares? But I think it was meant to be a cross.
So he could just put his foot in there and...
Splat. And that was the 1,000th home goal for Hertha.
Yay!
Yeah. I was thinking there something. There was a...
I think we had the 989th some time ago.
Yes.
And then we didn't score...
There was a tweet, I think.
It was last year. Last year they talked about it.
There was a tweet from Hertha, because on the big screens and things in the stadium, they put a big thing saying, a thousand.
In orange.
Yes. Anyway, whatever. And there was a tweet from Hertha saying that they'd had that waiting for quite a while.
Yeah. I think it was some game before the Christmas break where we had 998. Anyway.
I saw a stat somewhere saying that that was the first win at home for 122 days.
It was the first win at home in 2018.
Yeah. And that is...
And we're in April now.
Mid-April. Oh, well. Hey, it came in the end.
Hang on, the last home win. We lost to Frankfurt. We won against Hannover. Yeah. Yeah, the last win was on match day 16 against Hannover, where Kalou did this little a wet thing as fall, where he fell like a... We know the header where he just... So it was December. It was raining cats and dogs.
That's a long time.
And then at home, we played a draw, a loss against... We lost to Mainz? Oh my god. Then we drew against Freiburg.
Who are currently in the playoff spot, aren't they?
And we drew against Wolfsburg. We finally won. And everybody kept talking about how that Hertha, there was some kind of... blockage, and now it's gone, and we're going to win the next four games. It would be neat.
Thinking positive, I like that, Jan.
I think we're going to win the last home game, because Elke...
I really hope so.
And I hope we're going to be the ones that keep Leipzig out of international competition next season. Yeah, that was a nice game, but...
There's a fan march before that, though, isn't there? That last game.
Yeah, but this year they call it the March of Tradition, because they're so upset with... Koita.
The March of Tradition.
Anyway, the guys from Cologne said, "Oh, when we scored the first goal, we knew we were going to lose." But for me, I think in the 94th minute, I was still.
Yeah, well, it was skin of the teeth stuff, wasn't it? Really.
What the fuck with the extra time?
I don't know.
Asshole. I was so upset.
My wife made some comment about that. It's like, you never have that much extra time. Unless it's Bayern, of course, yeah. In which case it's different.
Maybe you mix them up.
Ah, perhaps, yeah.
Cologne, Munich.
The red shirt. Yeah, perhaps that's what it was.
It was, I mean, there wasn't much. I think when the extra time started, somebody got injured, and then...
Yeah, which probably sort of
spanned. Yeah, but still, 4 minutes is way too long.
There was a little, because Stott, you say he broke his nose.
Never read about it anymore. And he didn't even say something about it on the, he was interviewed after the game because it was his birthday.
It was, yeah.
Yes, and his 23rd birthday, and there was, it's also
the... What did you have for your birthday? A broken nose.
Great. It also was the kids club game, where they had a little girl. Oh, you don't even pay attention.
No, I don't pay attention.
Okay, we have a new sponsor, which we might or might not talk about later. TD. And it was their official game. That's why we had to put our flag all the way down to block 4.
Right.
Because the TD had to stay. When we came and we saw it,
In the family block.
Yeah.
There were lots of little teddy bears, little teddies.
The TD bears. Yeah,
Veronica wanted one, but they'd all gone.
I can get you some, a TD. It's... I'll get you one. When's her birthday?
July.
I'll send her by. I send her one for her birthday. That'd be funny. Anywho. She said,
I can clip it to my hand.
Focus, she said. Focus. Yes. Yeah, so it was a TD game, and there was a little girl who did some parts of the player introductions, and she did an after-game interview, and he didn't mention any of that. But somebody said that he had his nose broken.
Well, he certainly took a clattering to the face, didn't he?
He had to go off briefly
because the doctors and things came on and did whatever they did.
You keep talking. I look at Transfermarkt and see if he's injured.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
Not the usual blah, blah, blah.
What? Why am I not? That's just not fair.
Niklas Stark.
Well, later on in the game, there were still some more chances.
Lots of them. And two of them particularly, one was picked off by Schelbred, who just threw himself into the ball, and the other one...
In a very Schelbred-like fashion.
And the other one was also very close. It was on the other side of the goal, from Jahrstein's right, and I think he was beaten, and there just Lazaro somehow hustled the ball away.
I was about to say that Lazaro made a couple of key blocks quite sort of late on in the game.
How did we ever live without him?
I don't know. You're starting to wonder now, aren't you? But because he's, you know, really sort of quite a handy attacking player. But that doesn't sort of belittle the defensive qualities that he has as well. It's such a good buy. It's interesting that as to trying to decide who the best transfer has been this season.
Now you're stealing my talking points from the bus ride over here.
Well, that's all right then. I'll steal ideas from anywhere. It doesn't bother me. But for me, anyway, it would be between those.
Oh, can we finish the game and then we can talk about that?
What?
So we were lucky to
win. I think on this game, something I scribbled down in my notes when trying to sort of summarise it all up. Unlike lots of other games this season, we actually had the rub of the green this time round. I mean, things sort of fell our way.
Okay.
Which certainly hasn't happened lots of times before in the past.
After the game, Niklas Stark said...
Hello, Mum.
Because his nose was a bit deformed. He said, I hope the nose is not broken, but I'm afraid it is. And it doesn't say anything about him being injured. Anyway, I was so happy to win. Of course, what I want at some point, I want Hertha to just put a game away, you know? Be two goals up in the 80th minute, and then we just... Because it's really...
And being one goal up is never enough. Well, clearly on this occasion it was, I suppose.
You're listening to football philosopher Simon G.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry.
But it goes wrong so often, you know, just to be one goal. It would be nice every now and again, perhaps, just to sort of go two goals up.
We had that when Ibišević scored his first goal for Hertha against Cologne 2 seasons back. It came a pass, I think, from Baumjohann, wherever he is now.
He's in Brazil.
Brazil! And he scored. And I was like, oh, we have a guy who scores.
It's always nice to have people
that Ibišević score. Had a good game. He just wasn't lucky.
Yeah.
But he scored in the last time they played with two strikers was for a longer period of time was when we played in Cologne. And that's why Ibišević scored two of the goals and Selke had an assist that day.
So it was just the other way around this time.
Yeah.
But, hey.
But we now have two pretty top-notch strikers. Maybe Ibišević is a bit past his prime, but he's still... Still has it.
Mm.
You know?
Mm.
Not Hazard, but has it.
Has it. Yes.
I like him.
I mean, some of the sort of half chances were there. The ball didn't land quite right for him. Which is... That's where the rubber of the green went against him. But yeah. as a whole, it went our way this time. So that's got to be good.
Who cares? We just won.
So that'd be that. We mentioned all the sort of...
We had Chabret back, but he didn't play that well in the second half. Still love him. Always yes. will. I have to say, I'm a bit ashamed to say, but when I read that Lustenberger was injured, I was happy.
He's got a problem with his knee or something, hasn't he, I think?
Yeah, some injury he picked up in training.
And
practice, not training.
Torin Origa, I gather, has got some problem with a hip. So even if he wanted to come on...
Yeah, because he saved us a couple of times.
Mm. I think Maxi Mittelstadt's got a problem with his hip as well.
He was in the Ostkurve with...
Klinsmann.
With Klinsmann.
Yeah.
But they left after 20 minutes.
What?
To go to the VIP.
Oh, well. Just going down there to feel the experience, I guess.
Yeah, but still a good thing. This time was really big was the team coming close to the...
Yes.
I was like, what's happening? Why is it all very screaming? It was a bit fuller than usual, or less empty.
Yes, it was just shy of 50,000, wasn't it, I think? Wasn't it
49,500 something. You always tweet that?
I do. I always. And I make a point of always saying that all those people are there to support Hertha, even though it's a pretty full guest block this time.
According to Transfermarkt, he is not injured at the moment. But I remember Dade saying something that after... Because he saved us in Munich.
Who are we talking about now?
Torin Origa.
Yeah.
So he was in... he saved us in Munich. He saved us in at the end of Bremen.
Yeah. Remember played a blinder of a game against Munich. That was, really good. Yeah.
But Rekik is doing well, too.
Yeah.
One thing about the game, Rekik and Jürgen Cordoba were really getting into it, but I saw that Rekik had better understanding of the game and he was in better position most of the time.
Mm.
And towards the end, there was this one ball where Cordoba had the option to play the ball to the left or kick it at the goal. He just did this maladvised, ill-advised... what do you call that if you just...
Lob.
Yeah, a lob. Yeah, a lob. Lupfer in German.
Oh.
Say Lupfer.
Lupfer. He's nice. Always laughing at me. He always is.
I'm laughing with you. in a kind and gentle way.
Indeed.
Anyway, we have 39 points. So we're technically... Or...
Well, Mainz are playing tonight, are they not?
Mainz.
Because they're the ones in the playoff spot. Cologne and Hamburg
are below.
They're
one point.
They apart. Can't. They can't catch us up. So
I've got Schalke used to them.
The if we were to lose all the remaining games and Mainz, I think it's Mainz, were to win all the remaining games, they would take us by 1 point.
We have 39 points. We are ahead of Stuttgart. We're in ninth place now. Top ten finish.
Top half of the table.
Mainz have 27 and they're one game down, but they're playing against Freiburg, so Freiburg is surely going to win.
They must do.
Yes. Okay, if they have 30 and then they have four games left and win all, they have 42 points, they would be ahead of us.
I think we need... if we get one more point out of the remaining four games, it's a mathematical certainty of us staying up. The worst thing that we could do would be in the playoff spot.
Yeah, but then most of these teams down there play each other in the remaining
and
games.
And they're down there for a reason. Because
and we play Frankfurt, who have a bit of a problem right now. We play against Augsburg at home, who everybody had earmarked as the number one team to be relegated, but they did fairly well, and now they're slowly coming down from that.
Mm.
Oh, they played a horrible game against us. It was raining, and it was a 0-0, and they had two yellow-red cards. Shitty game.
Mm.
And then I watched it on Sky, the highlights, and they did a 10-minute... report, and it was like, what are you talking about? There's nothing to report.
10 minutes talking about nothing.
It's raining. There's a ball far away from the goal.
It's round.
Yeah. Mm. Then people we play. Okay, Augsburg, we could win. We play away at Hannover, who are really struggling right now. I think they fell out of the international right now. Oh, Hannover is 13th. They have to be careful. Oh no, I think last time I saw an interview they congratulated, they asked, oh, now you made it, but they're 3 points down from us, so they could still go down. So HSV and Cologne will most certainly be the ones, and especially in the case of Hamburg, we all hope that they will be the ones relegated, and then the relegation spot will be, or playoff spot as you may call it, is Mainz, Freiburg, Wolfsburg, and maybe Hannover.
Well, they're 5 points behind Mainz, aren't they?
No. Who?
Haraswal.
Yeah, and Cologne, 6 points.
Mm.
And Cologne has to play against Bayern and all these...
I'm afraid they...
Yeah. But let's hope that they... Because I don't have much against Cologne, especially since they hate Düsseldorf, and everybody hates Düsseldorf, especially us. So I hope that they will come back next season. After next season, they will come back. And we already made arrangements with the other guys to join them in Köpenick in the away block.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ha! Huh.
You can come if you're in town.
If, yeah.
Anyway. And then we have Hannover, and Leipzig is... We have... I think we're going to win Leipzig, and Selke will do the hat-trick. The one he didn't get in December, because Kalusto...
I think that would only be right and proper.
And I hope they're going to... Because they're only in fifth place. They could not make it. But the thing is Frankfurt. Frankfurt were beaten up by Leverkusen. Leverkusen is a mystery to me because they lose to us at home. Then they win... I think they won away in Frankfurt with a 4-1, 5-1. What was it?
I can't remember.
Some teams are just... But we have to improve our home record.
It's funny, isn't it? Because our home record's been quite a bit sort of dodgy, hasn't it?
Shitty.
And yet, other seasons, we've had... It's been like a fortress in Berlin, and we've been rubbish away. It's,
we just lost the last three games because we lost to Bremen because there was this big slip-up by last season by Jahrstein. Then we lost to... Hoffenheim, even though Mr. Oh yeah, it's where the Pekarik scored his first goal, and we lost the loss, and then we lost to and we lost to Leverkusen. That was shitty. So from that angle, if we don't lose 5-1, 6-1 in the last home game, it's an improvement.
Yeah, I'm really hoping it's not going to be.
But I think we said before that the season is basically over. I think we have lost touch with the European places or European finish. I hope we don't make it into the playoff spot, which is
we're at least 7 points away from that with only what.
But
12
if we
to
lost,
go.
If we won all our games, we would be at 12. I suck at math. Can you help me?
So that would... If we were to win all of them...
51?
Yeah, 51. Which would put us up into Europe, but it's just not going to happen, is it?
Yeah, but I'm fine with the season. Mm. As we said before, I'm good.
Result. I mean, the first target is always not getting relegated.
Yeah, but the funny thing
I'm sure. I'm sorry, that's a terribly negative way of looking at it. But
look, we had 24 points. We had 24 points at the winter break, and now we're at 39, so we're really having another one of those bad springs.
Mm.
I would like either to fuck up in the beginning or play an average and then get better, like Bremen does usually.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
It just gives a nice feeling to the season if it's that way around, as opposed to, you know, ending it all with disappointment.
We're traditionally bad.
Well, full stop or just at the end of it?
I don't want to say. So we have four more games. And we talked earlier, we're going to do a resume episode at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
At least 14 hours. Bring your sleeping bag.
Oh.
No. And then we're going to do a off-season episode, at least one.
Yep.
Do some talky-talk about the transfers and all that stuff. Mm. Transfers is a big thing. I couldn't tell which one is my favorite. Because they're all so good. Lecky scored... How many goals in the beginning?
Yeah, well, two goals in his first game, didn't he?
He's at 5 goals now, which is okay.
Yeah.
We have Rikic with 2 goals. We have Ibišević with 5. Ibišević has a so-so season. Lazaro has 2 goals, 7 assists. He's really up there as my favorite. Because
yeah.
We got him for 3.5. And the one thing I want to see is, you know, in the beginning you had... Stark was injured. He broke his rib in the junior cup thingy, which they won. Zelke was injured. He was injured in the semifinal, but he scored the decisive goal in the semifinal to advance to the final. Weiser, who? And who else came new? There was somebody else. Zelke. Lazaro, Lecky, Rikic. That's it.
That's the only ones I can think of.
Yeah, that's them. But they're all pretty good.
Yeah.
And they were all, most of them were injured. So I just want to have a normal training camp with all the team. And I think we're going to be in for a lot of...
Hmm.
Or as Preetz always says, this and that player will bring us lots of joy in the future.
Well, let's hope so.
So this year they really got the season claim right. The future belongs to Berlin.
Yes.
And I can totally... Oh, I made a joke on one of our groups and on a chat that if Darmstadt get relegated, there would be a right back for cheap, which is Kevin Großkreutz. You remember him?
Oh, goodness, yes. Well, he used to play everything, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the player of Dortmund.
The multifunctional player.
The story was that he was the guy who used to be a Dortmund fan and was in the fan stands, and then he became a player. And then... Oh, yes. And then he wanted to go to Turkey, and there was a problem with the fax machine, and the paperwork didn't get in on time, yes. So he was in Turkey and he couldn't play. And then he was with Stuttgart, where he played well. And then there was this thing last year in spring. We were in Hamburg for the away game, and he went with some junior players from the, how do you call these youth teams? Under, can you call them under teams? Because in German they're all with the U for under.
Yeah.
Actually, he took them to an establishment where a gentleman can acquire certain services.
On the river somewhere, was it?
Yeah. They went to the whorehouse.
Okay.
And he was crying. And he was beaten up by somebody. At the whorehouse. Or outside the whorehouse. And I remember this train... This press... He was on this press conference. And he... they kicked him off the team. And then he went to Gladbach. To Darmstadt. Who had already been relegated back then.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing for them. But they're really struggling. I think they're in the second to last or something like that.
It's a pretty spectacular fall from grace.
No. It was a raise. It was a rise of the phoenix, and now they're going where they belong. More like it.
Back into the ashes.
But they have the old coach back, the one who went from third to second to first with them.
Ooh.
I forgot his name.
Yeah.
Oh, the second league, second division is really, really interesting because you have so many teams.
It's incredibly tight, isn't it?
Looking at it right now, you have 1, 2, 3, 4 teams with 37 points, 2 with 38, 1 with 39. So what you would before that, the last match day, you had basically you had 2 or 3 teams on top and 2 or 3 teams in the back, and everybody else was at the same.
Mm.
Darmstadt are 17th with 33 points. So they're 4 points away from the relegation zone. Lautern. Union.
They drew, didn't they, Kaiserslautern? In the,
I think they lost.
This weekend?
No, they lost. They lost to Bochum.
Oh.
They lost 3-2.
Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Well, anything else to talk about? There's a World Cup.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Nobody. I'm done.
Any other fan stuff?
Blah, blah, blah.
There were some things
blah, in the local... Blah, 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 quota, blah, yeah. Blah, blah.
There was an article in the paper about the prospect of a new stadium again. But neither of us have read it, so... But I can't imagine there's anything new there. It's probably just...
Hang on, you just... I'm just going to glance over it real quick. Don't you give us a story about your blog?
What?
Tell us about your blog.
My blog?
Yeah.
My blog, Hertha Musings. Hertha Musings? Football Musings. Can't even get the name of it right. I'm looking at Jan because I can't remember what my own blog's called. So I twittle on about Hertha and things in there, and I have lots of pictures of stickers. Some Hertha stickers from all over the city.
But you told me before when we were having cake that the most... One of the most looked at pages is the one...
Is the visiting the Olympiastadion page there. There's some useful tips as to people coming in from the UK or anywhere else come to that. As to what it's like going to the Olympiastadion and where things are. These little maps and all sorts of bits and bobs like that. I tend to, at the start of the season, put a PDF up there that lists out all the Hertha home games.
Oh.
As to when they all are, and gradually when the precise times and dates and things are out, I'll update it so it's got as much information as I can, and I'll stick that up on my notice board in the kitchen at home.
Sorry, there was an English video with an interview with Kalou, and he said Mitch has to clean my shoe. can I get the pen again? I'll put it in the show notes as well. Do people even look at our show notes?
I have no idea.
Oh, this hard work. Video. Mitch cleans my shoes. Oh, Kalou did some commercial for a French telecommunications company. I saw that somewhere on Twitter. Oh, we have Denis Jastrzemski. That's a news item.
Oh, yeah. He's come up for his professional contract.
Yeah.
From the under 23s.
Let's leave the pen with me, Al. Yeah.
See, look, he doesn't come equipped.
Strzemski.
Yeah. Your apartment. You should be equipped here.
Shut up.
Okay then.
I'm looking for the. I can't find the. I bet it's nothing. Hang on, I'll look at the group. Here, thingy thing. Nobody cares. Links, blah blah blah, blah blah blah.
It's quite good that they
there it is.
That they've signed on some of these youth players coming up through.
Yeah, but
they've probably got half a mind to try to sell some of them on.
But somebody on Twitter said something that they're just putting them in there so they, if they get traded or transferred,
yeah.
They can. What you do, you'll get a real transfer fee, but you get what they call an Ausbildungsentschädigung, because you took the player and you invested in him, so you get a sub-million thing. Okay. You get a, blah, 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 blah.
You'll get a little bit of cash out of it anyway.
Blah, blah, blah.
But it's a good thing for the players, though, because they get a foot on the ladder, so to speak.
Okay, the article in Tagesspiegel just said, blah, 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 there's nothing new. Preet said there's nothing, you have to wait till the end of April.
What are we talking about here now?
The stadium.
Oh,
and Oh yeah, there's been a communique that they will not talk about anything till I don't know when. And oh, the other parliament wants the Senate to not do it all by themselves. They want to have a say in it. So the current two options are building a new one or redecorating. You know, keep it
busy. Yeah, so sort of renovation. Is it?
Yeah. I don't want the renovation. Because we have to have... I like the people who were mad at me on Saturday when I said it, but I want a new stadium that is owned by Hertha BSC so we can keep the revenue from that and not pay rent anymore.
My view on that, for what it's worth, is that there's a lot of tradition with Hertha being at the Olympiastadion. It's since, is it 63, I think they... Mm-hmm. They moved there when the Plumper got turned into
They needed a bigger stadium for the Bundesliga. That's why they changed to the Olympic Stadium.
Did they?
And then they, when they didn't have money, they sold the Plumper.
Hmm. Anyway, they've been there for a long time. And most of the people that go to the matches now. Not all, but most of them will not know any different. That's just the place, that's where they have to play. I really don't like the idea, because one of the options is to build a new stadium outside the city limits.
No, it's off the table.
That's off the table now, is it?
Did you go to the members' meeting?
Oh, yes, but they all speak a funny language.
I did you a live ticker on Telegram.
Is that gone completely then? Yeah. The prospect of that's kicked into touch. So the two things on the table then are a new stadium where the hockey field
near the Olympic Stadium. Yeah.
Yeah. Right next to the Olympic Stadium. Or the other one is to tart up the Olympic Stadium itself. Hmm.
Okay. Then it says that
I could cope with either of those, but I prefer to stay in the Olympic Stadium myself.
The really really thin article goes on to say that there's problems with. The traffic connections and questions about noise pollution.
What?
Yeah. That's traffic what it says.
Connections? What?
I don't know.
The public transport going to the Olympic Stadium is really good.
Much better than the Munich one, where you wait for half an hour in front of some stupid bridge that is closed because there's only one platform from where you can leave after the game.
Well, it's much better than the public transport connections to Wembley in London. I mean, getting out after a full Wembley is an absolute nightmare. You end up being sort of put into blocks of people like cattle going into the abattoir. It's just a dreadful experience. I mean, there's a lot of people tip out. You know, even when the Olympic Stadium's completely full.
Yeah.
You know, the trains shuffling in and out of the S-Bahn get rid of people really quickly.
Compared to the U-Bahn, the S-Bahn is really great. You have all these platforms and...
Yeah, it works pretty smoothly. In that respect, and if they're concerned about the people getting to and from it, what are they talking about?
To and fro.
Yeah.
I think this article was just they want to write something and...
I didn't think there'd be anything new particularly, really. So I didn't bother to look at it.
Yeah, Mr. Rosentritt sometimes just... I don't like the coverage of Hertha in the Tagesspiegel.
Hmm.
But that's... Nothing that's, for our fans or our two listeners.
Our listeners. We've got up to two now.
Oh, we can do a shout-out.
Well, I really hope not.
A shout-out to the guy I talked to on Twitter.
Oh, the guy from... it's gone out of my head.
I keep forgetting where it is, you say.
Oh, on the Clyde. Oh, what's he called? Apologies.
Greenock in Scotland.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, we love Scotland. Graham.
Scotland.
If people put their last name on Twitter, can you mention the last name or do you just leave it out?
I really don't know. But...
At Graham R. Curry... Who tweeted a nice little picture of him with a little Scottish flag and it said, I think I'm the only member of my fan club.
Yes.
I DM'd him and he said he was a big fan of the podcast, which was good to finally get some feedback from somebody who's not your wife. Yeah, he comes over once a year.
My wife just laughed at us. She thinks we're really funny.
So he's in the vicinity of Glasgow. So if you're here in this ground, what do you say? Cheers? Or I don't know. You say something nice.
Hello.
Yeah. I love Scotland. People are so great and they have all this great way of talking.
Yes. I won't even try to do any accents, I'm afraid. The thing about Scotland, it does rain a lot, especially over in the west.
Says the guy from England.
Yeah.
But didn't you study in Wales or something like that?
Yes, I did. It rains a lot there too.
I think it rains a lot over there anyway.
Just in the west, it just...
That's why Ireland is so green.
We went to visit my brother-in-law lived in Langbank on the Clyde, just west of
I only understood the name, but what?
It doesn't really matter.
People understand.
We went to go and visit him there,
which is where?
Just along the Clyde from where our listener lives.
Okay. Because yeah. I've been to beautiful... Oh, shoot. Crail. My favourite Scottish town in all of Scotland.
Is that because it's the only one you've been to?
Oh, shut up. I've been to St Andrews.
Well, that's alright.
I've been to the golf museum.
A quick round of golf.
I've been to the golf museum, yeah. So interesting. We went in and they had a few teasers and then you paid like £15 to get in. Like, no, we don't. But it was so nice and we still have... Oh, we have this picture over there is from our...
That's Newcastle.
Yeah, but we drove to Amsterdam...
Not in Scotland.
Spend a night at a place that was, they called a chalet, which I think is like a castle, but it was this literally little wooden box with bunk beds where we had to sleep. And then we went, next morning we went on the ferry and went to Newcastle and then we drove up to Scotland.
Hmm. What's that?
And then we ended up in the Firth of Fife.
Hmm.
Awesome. We lived in this little castle, which was owned by this nice family, and they turned the workshop into a 7-bedroom place.
Mm-hmm.
It was all pretty new, but it all looked pretty old. You know, it was so awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we were driving, and the coast was approaching. So we were in the last town, and then we went out of Crail, and there was only this Lynx. The Lynx was right next to the water, and we were on this little thing. Looked a bit like Castle Black, but not black on Game of Thrones. Which is coming soon. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming.
Winter is there.
Anyway. How on earth do we get onto this?
We finally... I don't know. But what we're doing, I think we're stealing the idea of Damwai. We ramble.
Yeah, we're pretty good at rambling. I think I started talking about Langbank and you got distracted.
Langbank?
Langbank.
What's Langbank? You mean Langkamp?
It's a place.
In Scotland?
In Scotland.
Graham!
We went there to visit.
Hey, Graham!
Stop it. I was about... Because we were talking about it raining a lot there and what have you. We went there to stay for, I think it was 5 days or so.
We're back on track.
With my brother-in-law. And it was really really sunny weather. We went up to the Highlands and had a good old look around and what have you. And apparently the day before we arrived, it had been raining for God knows how long beforehand. And the day after we left, because we sort of flew up there and then back down again, it started raining again. So
we were lucky.
We were lucky. Anyway, we digress.
Isn't that a nice positive note to end our episode on?
It is. Sunny weather.
We still haven't got a name for the episode.
I'm called Simon. Jan puts his head in his hands in despair. No. But we'll have to think of a name, won't we?
Well, I think that's about wraps it up.
I think that's a wrap.
I'm getting hungry now.
Yep.
Every time we talk about a wrap. Yeah. But raps aren't that good. Except for the Turkish ones. But who cares? On the next episode, we're going to talk about Döner Kebab.
Yum.
Falafel. And the Arabian / Turkish cuisine.
Currywurst. Oh, I went to a hut in the middle of Grunewald. And I kid you not, they had... They had this currywurst there. And it was, was it €3.60 or something?
What?
And it was mountainous. It was currywurst and chips.
Okay.
It was a huge, great big plate full of chips. It was mountainous.
Currywurst, pommes, rot-weiss.
Yes. We didn't actually have the currywurst. We had pommes, rot-weiss, and we also had some bratkartoffeln, both of which were very nice. But I saw this plate full of currywurst come out. I thought, oh, no, we've missed out there. It was huge. Why am I talking about this? I don't know. There's always talk about food. I'm just... really quite
the thing is,
hungry probably.
Because we, past two games, we drove to Bratpfanne, which is one of the most famous currywurst places in all of Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we got some to take out and we went home and... because I hadn't eaten till breakfast. Mm. Since breakfast.
Since breakfast.
So I just had to...
eat something.
Yes.
Yes.
And then I ate, because I don't eat not lots of meat... and afterwards I was feeling funny because, you know...
Can I ask a question here that relates to the football matches? I give your father-in-law a sausage at half-time. Now, is he allowed to have that or am I going to get in trouble with Esther?
Oh, no, the thing is, he's very particular. He has... no, how do you call it? He's pretty set in all his routines. In the morning, he always has 1.5 rolls. The other half he turns into, what do you call that, breadcrumbs.
Oh, really?
For making steak or something like that. So he always has that. And the last one is always the honey. He always has a cup or not a cup, but the bigger ones. Not the cup, but comes out of the tea.
A teapot.
Yeah, a teapot of... green tea. He hates Earl Grey. Green tea.
I don't like Earl Grey either.
Green tea with honey, and when the honey is empty, he puts the tea in there to get all the rest out. And he always has a sausage before the game.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. So, but we could. Why would you want to buy my father-in-law a sausage?
I don't know. So I always have a little bag of. Sometimes it's kielbasa myślibska. A Polish sausage and sausage.
Oh, that you can get, sure, no problem. He's going
to
try
it. And I sit there stuffing my face full of the little bits of sausage and I'll turn around and offer him one out of the bag.
Did you offer Sabina one?
No.
No. Next time?
Next time.
She's going to get a season ticket. And since we've mentioned it here.
Was that the lady sitting
next to you?
Next to me.
So since we mentioned here, she has to get one now. Ha! Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's become a bit of a tradition, really.
10 minutes back, we were about to wrap it up.
We were.
We
started talking about food, and that's always something dear to my heart.
Oh, I saw a sausage at Lidl. I want to send you a picture. I forgot. I'll show you later.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. This is about Hertha, not about sausages. So
Hertha sausages.
Hertha sausages. Ooh. What a thought. Whoa.
But how do we get a blue?
I don't know.
A blue-white salami.
Ooh, that's a thought, isn't it?
Actually, there's a German company who makes sausages. They're called Hertha, but without the second H. We've been a perfect sponsor.
I've seen that. I've seen that brand.
Hertha Fleischwurst.
Mm. I've got a mincer at home. It's called a Fleischwurst. And I imported it from Germany over between them, because I make my own sausages at home and things. But we really are getting distracted now. Shall we make this a wrap?
Hang on one second.
Oh, no, there's more.
No, I just started to my
It's
right.
Not about sausages, is it?
Okay, we were talking about... sorry. You're raising your finger. Yes, Simon.
I was going to say something. Yes, because I turned round and said to Esther about us having some of this... it was Cabanos.
Yeah.
That I had in my... my
Eastern
snack.
European sausages you always bring.
Oh, yummy, yummy, yummy. There's a place in Wilmersdorfer Strasse.
That's market. Why you're never singing, because you have your mouth full of sausages. Full of
sausages. I got laughed at once going through security because, you know, I had my phone. I always got my phone. You know, wallet.
A power bank.
Or a, you know, a little battery charger thing. And a little polythene bag filled with sausages. They got forced. Always getting laughed at. But there you go.
Well,
that's a wrap.
Okay, after 20 minutes of trying to wrap it up, we're going to wrap it up now. It's a good night from me.
And it's good night from him.